Next patient is Stephen Hodge, H-O-D-G-E. Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, S-T-E-V-E-N. Hodge, H-O-D-G-E. Date of birth is 3-1-57. Date of visit 6-9-25. Next paragraph. Please make copy for Yanelis Livia. Yanelis, Y-A-N-E-L-I-S. Yanelis Livia is L-E-Y-V-A. L-E-Y-V-A. Nurse practitioner, N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Yanelis, Y-A-N-E-L-S. Thank you for sending Stephen Hodge for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is history of degenerative arthritis, right hip, and COPD. Next, his present illness. Patient is a 68-year-old male who has had severe degenerative disease at the right hip, has been advised to have hip surgery with total hip replacement. The patient also has a long shiny history of smoking and recurrent bronchitis and has been advised to get pulmonary clearance prior to surgery. He has not had a recent chest CT. The patient has some cough and mild wheezing and shortness of breath with activity, but denies chest pains, fevers, and chills. He quit smoking 4 months ago. And had smoked 2 packs per day for over 45 years. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of coronary artery disease with stenting in 2012. And he has had right inguinal hernia repair, history of rotator cuff repair on the right. I'm sorry, on the left. Rotator cuff repair on the left. Patient has hypertension and hyperlipidemia. No diabetes. Next. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next. Habits. The patient was a smoker, 2 packs per day for over 45 years. Alcohol use. Occasional. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother had lung cancer. Next, system med list. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. Albuterol 2 puffs TID PRN. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams a day. Next. System review, the patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath with activity and no significant cough or wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, no heartburn, no black stools, diarrhea. No urinary frequency, blank pains, or hematuria. He has no dizzy attacks or blackout spells. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no depression or anxiety. He has no seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This average adult elderly white males, alert, no acute distress, no pyelocyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulse is 76, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 210, Saturation 95. HEND, non-phthalic people's reactive. Thank you, Ma, has told us to clear your information. Next couple number is the thyroid enlargement of lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with degrees excursions. Lung fields are clear. Breath sounds diminished generally. Heart sounds regular as soon as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression. Number 1, COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is right hip arthritis. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next plan, patient has been advised to use a Ventil NHFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. A CT chest without contrast to be done. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. We'll use a Ventil NHFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. It was advised to continue with Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, and Lipitor 80 milligrams daily. Follow up visit be arranged in 3 weeks. If his chest X-ray is clear and pulmonary functions are adequate, the patient will be cleared for hip surgery as planned, but will be a moderate risk for post-op pneumonia and or respiratory insufficiency. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Anellus Levia, L-E-V-Y-A.